Simon & Schuster Audio presents House of Secrets by V.C. Andrews, read by Madeline Mabee. Prologue. I had always suspected that there were dark and forbidding secrets in Windermere House, a 19th-century Gothic Revival mansion that had been in the Davenport family for nearly 80 years. The secrets lingered in every corner, like old spiderwebs catching dust in an attic long after the spider had died. And they echoed in every footstep, as if they followed everyone about the house. As a child growing up there, I feared learning what they were. At times, when I thought a shadow had glided across the walls in my room like sliding ice, or when I thought I heard the sound of what I imagined to be sobbing leaking from the ceiling from one of what I knew to be empty bedrooms above, I shuddered, embraced myself, and tried to avoid dreams. Because the house was old, and the stories about the Jamesons, the people who had lived in it even before the Davenports, were legendary tales about witchcraft and lost children, it never occurred to me as I grew up, living with my mother in what were the Help's quarters, that the one secret that would most affect my life was kept locked up in my mother's heart. No matter where we lived, that secret would have festered until, like the black flower in the Scarlet Letter, it blossomed and left me naked and defenseless, in a world where eyes could condemn and voices could sting like angry hornets. The dark gray stone-faced house with its louvered black vinyl shutters, towering brick chimneys and gargoyles replicating those on Notre Dame in Paris, couldn't help but be forbidding, despite the great care that was taken to surround it with a variety of flowers, manicured hedges, beautiful fountains, and rolling green lawns, perfumed with the aroma of early spring whenever the grass was cut. During the coldest wintry nights, the elaborate outside lights desperately tried to warm the mansion and help it look welcoming. Deer would come out of the surrounding forest and pose like models for statuary, as if they understood that the house loomed with as great an importance as anything else nature had chosen for their world. Situated on more than 15 acres abutting Lake Windermere, a 5-mile-long lake on the border between New York and Massachusetts, the house was over 15,000 square feet and had 17 bedrooms, 6 baths, and 8 fireplaces. It had an elegant beige foyer with a Louis XVI console, a very large living room with neoclassical sofas, chairs, and tables, a dining room that could seat 20, and a library, which Dr. Davenport used as an office, too. It was semicircular with a wood-paneled ceiling, a fireplace, and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?